prayer. I keep hearing this, give up the ego. Well, to me, it's much also about how we are acting. And I know when we were out there on the streets selling books about Krishna, and the deep life questions and all of that, it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy, but still, some they managed to do it very well. And we who were out there in those vans and youth hostels, standing there in the morning for hours, meditating intensely, in our japa. I remember how we were so focused and we were talking about it constantly that you have to just, and we knew it by practical experience, that when you step out on that street, if you give up the ego, meaning that that attitude, that understanding, it's subconscious, just said there so deep that I am the doer. I'm going out to do this now. And you leave it up to God, you leave it up to Krishna. So that our meditation was to move our focus of existence, our including our own existence, from ourselves here, a lonely soul, having to walk on these streets for 9 hours now, and maybe no one is going to buy the book. It happened. Someone came back at night and didn't sell any book at all. Just walking from person to person and each one just going, saying something nasty or being unfriendly. So yes, you saw monks and nuns, or you didn't, but if you had looked carefully, occasionally standing in a hidden corner, crying a bit. But this was you say blessing in disguise sometimes, but it wasn't even in disguise, because this is what we had to learn by practical experience. And it would mean the difference between spending a day in complete misery or in complete bliss. And we knew that the difference was exactly that. Surrender to Krishna, meaning lift your hands in the air and just say, no, I go out here and please, Krishna, you use me if you so like. Do whatever you want with me. And then when we actually did that right, our consciousness was where it should be. then miracles happened. And I'm not exaggerating, I'm describing it very exactly. I especially remember one day in a small town in Västergötland, I forgot exactly which, but where I was meditating so intensely in the morning, it went so well. And it also had to do with how tired you are and your health issue. And so, yeah, take care of your health, be strong, be clear, and then really hand it all over to Krishna. So I was looking at a picture of Krishna, and I was meditating on the name of Krishna, and I was like, yes, that's where the focus of my life and everything is. Stepped out on the street with my book bag, and people just started buying books. And I was smiling as I came up to them. And it felt like, and I heard others who discussed it after, having similar feelings, similar experiences sometimes, now and then, that you were just floating almost above the ground on that parking lot. That's how it felt to me. Not feeling tired at all. Not dragging a material lump body across some asphalt from car to car. Dancing almost from person to person. Hey, look at this, something good here. Oh, just take it, gifts, whatever you want, little donation. Okay, sure. And I sold so many books that day, and I came back at night. And I thought, wow, now I finally figured it out. This is how you do it. You surrender to Krishna. You just chant intensely and meditate intensely. I remembered exactly what I had done that morning. So next morning I did the same, and I stepped out on that street, and whew, it's gonna be another day of bliss because I did the same. No one took the book. And of course you can understand why. Because now I did it just right.